following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Tis the season of some assembly required. So stop into any participating Napa Auto Parts store this December for holiday savings on select tool sets, like the Crescent Brand 128-piece tool gift set, only $49.99, or the Gear Wrench 5-piece universal ratcheting wrench set, just $29.99. Napa Know How! Now you can get something for everyone in the family, including your car. Offer expires 12/31/11 while supplies last.
Have you been thinking about buying or starting a business? Sport Clips Haircuts may be your answer.
How strong a franchise is Sport Clips?
Sport Clips has been an Entrepreneur Magazine Top 500 franchise for 13 consecutive years with more than 800 stores nationwide.
Is Sport Clips right for me?
Sport Clips is a manager-run model with outstanding support. No industry or haircutting experience is necessary, and you can even keep your current job. Visit onasportclips.com to learn more. That's onasportclips.com.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. Earlier this year, Chris Brown performed in front of 18,000 fans. Every weekday on your ESPN Superstation, Doug and Daddy perform in front of...
Not 18,000 fans.
Six.
That wasn't close.
When asked who would pick Chris Brown over Doug and Daddy, Tony Davis responded with...
Who raises these people, wolves?
Ain't no doubt. Oh, God, we're going in the wrong direction here.
Of course I miss it.
As usual, during this hour, you're not paying attention. I win again.
Well, I don't know you say again, Doug.
All right, guys, cool it. Let's go to the intro. Sports director, Doug Duda.
Merritt's on it today. Some of us can go with it.
Yeah,
I say that, a chick. I don't know what you're watching.
And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
You hit somebody, you go to jail. That's just what happens. Mohawk. Why don't you take some responsibility and don't be the gangster like all my brothers and my homeboys back in the hood?
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 10 days away from Christmas. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Douglas. I'm doing really, really great.
You got a robot?
No, not yet. Not yet, but I'm getting closer.
You don't have to fly very many.
No. Did have to get the mother-in-law and father-in-law last night taken care of, but I took care of that for the wife, trying to make things a little bit easier on her, thinking maybe if I did that, maybe my present would increase. But.
You just opened yourself up.
Hey, by the way, yesterday, you know, when I started the show, talking about two things. I said they were dominating the media this week. They were absolutely dominating the media this week.
Tebow
time. And what was the other one I said? The concussion deal and the injuries going on in the NFL.
I forgot.
Okay. But that's what it was, correct?
Oh, is that what it was?
So yesterday I go home, get my mail, Pro Football Weekly's in there. Not saw the cover of Pro Football. I have no idea before yesterday because Pro Football Weekly comes on Wednesday, usually, hopefully it comes on Wednesday after the show. You pick it up. What's the title? Feel Their Pain. It's got a ranking of where your team ranks on the list of 32 as far as injuries go this season and how much they're affected. Who do you think the most affected team, according to Pro Football Weekly, most affected team in the NFL is injury-wise? They got them like,
it's got Houston on the cover.
Well, it's got Houston on the cover, and it's got Andre Johnson grabbing his hamstring. The most, but it's not Houston.
Wait a minute. Houston ranks. Let me look at that picture again. I see both hands. I don't know what he's doing.
Well, it was when he hurt his hamstring.
Twice.
Yes. Houston actually eighth on the list. The most injured team in the NFL, according to Pro Football Weekly, the Buffalo Bills. Derek, have faith, you Bills fans. They were 5-2 start, get off to a great start. They put injured reserve, strong safety John Cordham, wide receiver Marcus Easley, running back Bruce Hall, running back Fred Jackson, wide receiver Donald Jones, place kicker Ryan Lindell, outside linebacker Sean Merriman, Terrence McGee, Roscoe Parrish, Reggie Torber, nose tackle Torrell Troop, linebacker Chris White, D-tackle Kyle Williams, center Eric Wood, all on injured reserve. There's 14 players from the Buffalo Bills on injured reserve right now.
Coming up on the show today, Big John McCarthy. He is one of the top referees in all of MMA. He's going to join us later on the show, expected to be at the bottom of the hour. We will also be giving away some more tickets to our cage fighting, RFA. That's coming up on the program. Plus, we've got one more set of tickets to the Professional Bull Riding PBR, sponsored by our Midway Auto Group, coming up Saturday night. So you got cage fighting Friday, you got PBR Saturday, cage fighting at the Vieira Events Center, the PBR at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. It would have been too tough to get the cage in and then move all the dirt in. So they had it at two different locations, which, God, this city works together.
Makes a lot of sense. Everybody tries to get along.
Here's one for you, and I love these people because I know their work. For all the folks that are in retail right now, there is absolutely no jealousy because it's psychotic. But every time I go, it's going to be hard to say this without just throwing this particular place under the bus. But it's like also in retail. Oh, I just helped two customers. It's time for my 15-minute break. I'm just famished. I see customers are waiting in line here, but boy, I sure don't want to go into the back room and hit the number on the lock. Ooh, all of a sudden, there's 10 people out there to help people, but only two people are working because we have to go on our break.
See, I was going to say a different place, but...
but I mean, okay, let me put your name on the list. We'll be with you in... Whenever. It's one of those places that's always busy. It's always busy. And, you know, they're working, but it's just like, time for my break, boss. Time for my break. What happened?
I'm with you. I'm totally with you because I know exactly.
You know, okay, so my break is supposed to be at 12:15. You know what? If it's 12:30... So be it. Unless you have an exact plan, unless you are meeting somebody, unless you have something exactly planned for that time. Come on, people. Come on.
Come on, man.
God. Also, Jeff Erickson from RotoWire is going to join us on the show today. Get your fantasy football questions in. Some folks starting their playoffs this week. Others are in their semifinals this week. And then there's us. We're out. And then, of course, there's still folks that are on just point leagues where you don't go head-to-head. So you go all the way to week 17, and you still got 3 weeks to go. There's still people dropping an ad out there. If you're dropping an ad in somebody, if you're adding somebody that you're actually going to put in your starting lineup – in your fantasy semifinals.
And you're still alive.
More power to you. Yeah, how's that even possible?
Wow, because the guys we would play with.
Maybe that's why we're out. I don't know. I can see, you know, some of these guys are dropping an ad in the defense. Maybe that's a matchup thing. I get that. But if you're going to pick up some wide receiver or running back just because he might move into a – really?
Okay, you're having a few drinks. Here's just an example of something that would happen with the people we – you know what? Like our buddy Heasty. Like, you ever thrown darts before? No? Okay, let's play a game. You know, everybody's having a beer at the bar. Foom, foom, foom. Bullseye, bullseye, bullseye. Are you kidding me? That's the type of guys we play with. It's like, dude, no, that's crap. You must play all the time. No, I don't really. Blindfold me. Okay. Foom, foom, foom. Bullseye, bullseye, bullseye. Are you kidding me?
You mean ace, queen, suited, all raise? I'll go ahead and call that 2.5 times the blind raise with 2-5.
There you go. 5-5-5.
No, ace 2-2. Two,
two. Oh, ace 2-2. There you go.
I mean, that was what would beat an ace queen.
Yeah.
888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. I'm telling you, next year we're going to get into some pool and we're just drawing the names out of a hat. No skill. We'll just see how it goes. It's like the chicken eating the corn. It's like the dog running to whichever food bowl to pick.
You know what, Doug? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm in fantasy football league with you. No, actually, it's the other league, not with you. But I've got Aaron Rodgers, and I'm still not in the money right now. It's a point-only league. He's ahead of everybody by 55.
In the exact same league, it's just there's two leagues that are exactly the same scoring. The person that has Aaron Rodgers is so far ahead that they cannot be caught.
Yes.
You have Aaron Rodgers, and They're
going to send him the last 2 weeks.
Amazing.
I'm going to be screwed.
Let me ask you. Well, I know what your answer is going to be. NCAA Final Four for volleyball is on tonight. Do you have any interest?
Pretty tough when Nebraska's not in it. No, not really.
Florida State, UCLA, game one. Southern California and Illinois, game two. Illinois in the Final Four for the first time since 88.
Florida State.
They beat Iowa State in five sets. Send our Kearney High grad, Kelsey Peterson, and her Cyclones home. That would have been cool because I think Iowa State could have competed with UCLA.
She's a senior, and yeah. What a way to go out, though, if
Southern
you're Iowa
Cal
State.
Southern Cal, Illinois, that's got to be for the national championship. Of course, everybody in the Pac-12 will say UCLA, USC. Probably play for the final. We'll find out. It's tonight in San Antonio, the championship Saturday. ESPN Thursday Night Football here. We've got Atlanta hosting Jacksonville. Kickoff at 7:30, as you heard on SportsCenter. An 11-point favorite for Atlanta. Interested?
Oh, I'm interested for the simple reason you saw Jacksonville come to life for 1 week and score a bunch of points versus Tampa Bay. And Atlanta, the team that I picked to go to the Super Bowl, looks to be starting to kind of figure things out and right the ship a little bit. That's a team, Doug. That's a lookout.
Daddy, about this time every week, every year, and then we talk about it for the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season. Pick a team that can make a run that everybody's down on right now.
See, I think no one's talking about Atlanta. That's my team.
They're talking about them all this morning.
No, they're not.
I'm just saying they were. They were saying they look good. Their schedule should be able to make a run with everybody else thinking.
Where were you listening to?
Well, our radio station.
Whatever. What's your team?
You know, Mike and Mike, of course, it ends at 9 o'clock, so I'm sure you didn't have a chance to listen to any of them.
Well,
no, it's not my team. It is our team. It's the Dallas Cowboys. Everybody is down on Dallas right now. They're 7-6. They're 7-6, and everybody's down on them. Everybody kind of had them going to the playoffs, had them as a playoff team, maybe a wild card team at the beginning of the year because the Eagles were supposed to run away and hide. Just saying. I don't think they are. But if you were looking for a team right now that was in that 6-7, 7-6 spot to get into the playoffs that nobody's looking at, I still don't think you can get a good price on them in Vegas because they are Dallas, they are the Yankees, they are the Cubs, they are the Huskers, teams that people bet on all the time just because of who they are. But Dallas has the Tampa Bay Saturday and the Eagles and the Giants, and if they can beat the Giants, they could possibly control their own destiny if the Giants and the Cowboys win out.
You got to win your last three games. So in that situation, the Cowboys obviously didn't want to be in, but they do find themselves in there. You said the Titans about a month ago, Doug, too. It's an interesting team right now with everything that's went on with them. And
well, there's so many good AFC teams. It's harder. If they were in the NFC, they'd be right there. But they're in the AFC, which is pretty much locked up. They still have a chance.
They got three games at Indianapolis, Jacksonville at home, and then at Houston, a beat-up Houston team. So they're 7-6, conceivably could be 10-6 when things end.
And Ndamukong Suh was back at practice for the first time yesterday. Joel and Hastings fires off to the Dent Popper inbox. What happened to Sue? With the 6 or 7 incidents now, it's almost impossible to deny that he's not a dirty player. I think it's partly the coach. Your thoughts?
I don't know if anybody caught this, but Sue was interviewed, I think, by The Ticket in Detroit. That's their home radio station. And did not like the questions being asked of him, would not answer the questions. The guy's saying, well, and Ndamukong, we're just trying to get answers. The fans want answers. They send us emails. They call in. And he said, guys, that's personal. You know, did you apologize to your teammates after these instances? Wouldn't really answer that. He got up and left the set. Just basically said, guys, thanks for your time. Have a great day. And left the set. And that was the end of it. We've got a mutual buddy that said at the start of the season, I think he's a bully. And he just does whatever he wants to do whenever he wants to do it. I think that finally caught up with him about 2 weeks before the incident with him stomping on the Packer. I thought I was kind of coming around to that type of thinking. Hopefully he'll get it straightened out so you can be a fan and cheer for him. When you're on a team, no matter how many Nebraska guys there are, no matter how good they are, and they're getting 13 penalties a game, And five of them are 15-yard penalties, you're saying, come on, guys. We don't want to cheer for that team.
And I'm the last one that should be using this word about somebody else, but I think the word that comes into mind for me is immature. I think he has always been big, and he's been coddled, and he's kind of got to do what he wants, but he was shy. I just think he hasn't grown up yet. And he's still, what, 24, 23?
Very young.
Yeah, I mean that's not – it's something you've got to overcome. So you got to grow up. I think that's the bottom line here. He's got to grow up. Still got to play tough. I think what's going to be tough now is everybody that's on the field playing against him is going to be poking him and egging him and trying to get him flagged because they know it's going to, they're looking for it. And it'll be a lot easier when you're looking for it.
I think you're dead on. We got to take a break, Doug, because I think we got a guest coming up in the next segment. I got to confirm this right now, but I believe J.W. Hart is set to join us. Going to be during the PBR. Will be one of the contestants this weekend.
Awesome.
He's going to join us.
Cool. And coming up as well, Big John McCarthy. He's going to be joining us in studio to talk about the cage fighting with RFA on Friday. Also, Jeff Erickson from RotoWire. Get your fantasy football questions in. And we will be taking a break back right after this.
Don't miss Cage Fighting Incarnate, featuring UFC fighters. Resurrection Fighting Alliance presents professional mixed martial arts at Carney's Viero Event Center, Friday, December 16th. Catch some of the world's top fighters, including former UFC champion Jens Pulver, UFC bad boy Gilbert Evel, and legendary referee Big John McCarthy. Tickets available online at carneyevents.com or call 308-338-8011. It's Cage Fighting Incarnate at the Viero Event Center, Friday, December 16th, 7 p.m.
Hey, Mike and Mike here, and if you have someone on your shopping list you're not sure what to get, let us tell you, a SodaStream soda maker is a unique, practical gift for any member of the family or any of your friends. I can't tell you how easy it is to use SodaStream. In no time, you turn water into great-tasting soda.
It makes a great gift for any occasion, including the holidays. Make great-tasting soda at home in less than 30 seconds with SodaStream. SodaStream home soda makers are the size of a small coffee maker and come in several different styles and colors, and it's really simple to use. Fill the bottle with cold water and secure it to the machine. Push the button to carbonate the water. Add your choice of soda flavor. And there are over 50 regular and diet flavors. All the flavors are made without high fructose, corn syrup, or aspartame.
You can buy everything you need not only at local retailers like Bed Bath & Beyond and Macy's, but at most mass retailers in your area as well. Just visit www.sodastream.com to find stores near you. That's sodastream.com. SodaStream, a smarter way to enjoy soda. And I can't tell you how easy it is to use.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way this weekend on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thursday on Classic Hits 98.9, Cranel and Central Catholic travels to Minden for a doubleheader beginning at 6. And Friday on Classic Hits, Overton is at Pleasanton. Also Friday, Ord is at Adams Central on 1230 KHAS. Kearney High boys are at Grand Island on ESPN Radio. And St. Cecilia's boys will host Sutton on the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball this weekend.
Mainly sunny skies throughout the day today as temperatures reach the mid to upper 30s with winds out of the northwest 5 to 15. Tonight, skies become partly cloudy. We'll see southeast winds 5 to 10 with a low cooling to 16.
Right now, it's 32.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Coming up, we've got a lot to talk about, previewing what's going on in Kearney this weekend. We talked with Mike Shadwinkle because the Flatwater Fracas is going on in Grand Island this weekend. Lots going on, folks, and we hope you get a chance to take part, whether it's UNK or Hastings College activities, or whether it's the PBR, whether it's the cage fighting. It doesn't matter, the wrestling, high school athletics. We hope you can be a part of it this weekend as well. And while you're running around, don't forget to stop in and have a meal at the Chicken Coop in Kearney or Grand Island. Don't forget that they are there for you, open 7 days a week. Lunch specials every single day. And watch all of your favorite sports. Catch up on what's going on at the Chicken Coop because there's not a bad seat in the house with all of their high-definition televisions. couple of them might even be put on Keno. Let me suggest 1332 next time you go in. Probably due to hit again. Don't forget that the Chicken Coop is there for your Christmas parties. They are there for your get-togethers for the holidays. Bring the family, bring the friends out, bring the co-workers out, just enjoy a lunch or an evening out at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island.
Well, right now, one of the fine events that Kearney has every year is the PBR comes to town, and it comes to town about this weekend every year. We are pleased right now to have the 2009 PBR World Champion, the Iceman, Cody Lostro, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Cody, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Well, we're doing great. Ready to have you guys invade town and put on another great show for the fans.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Kearney's, it's close to home, so I don't have to travel too far, and it's always one of my favorites every year.
Well, Cody, and from all the boys and the Cowboys and the Bull Riders that we've talked to in the past, it's kind of a relaxing time, too. It's a chance for the friends and the folks on the circuit to get together. It's not too high stress, but yet there's some money on the line, and it's always a fun event.
Definitely. There's it's a little more low-key than the televised event, so it's nice for us just to kind of get a mental break, I guess, from all the lights and cameras and stuff and just go really have fun in front of a lot of great fans.
Probably a good idea that the television cameras aren't at this event. I see what goes on from time to time.
Sometimes.
Cody, obviously, how did you think your season went this year?
Well, this year my season was so-so. I wasn't completely happy with it, but I was hurt quite a bit of the year, and you know it goes like that. You can't have a world champion season every year. It's just really hard to do. But I'm looking on improving this coming year on what I did last year.
When you became the world champion, did you understand what it took media wise, what it took fan wise, what it took just time out of your day? When all that came together, and you were when you did ride all eight bulls at the PBR World Finals in 2009,
I didn't have a clue actually really how much media attention and all that stuff would come with it. I guess it was a lot more on my plate than I really realized it, and it's a whole another level as far as dealing with that stuff because you got to still focus on riding your bulls at the events, but yet you have to deal with all the media attention and promoting the sport and everything like that. So it was a real good learning experience for me to learn exactly what goes into that.
Cody Lostro, former PBR world champion out of the great state of Colorado. You ever go skiing with your boots on?
Well, I wear a different kind of boot when I go skiing.
How about the cowboy hat? I see that all the time.
Yeah, I'm more of a beanie type of guy. I like to keep my ears warm when I'm up in the mountains.
Cody, any concern with, do you follow Colorado sports? Are you a Broncos fan? Are you a Buffs fan? Is that something that you like to keep up with?
Well, honestly, I don't follow a whole lot of other sports. But the Broncos have been doing really good, so I've been kind of keeping track of them. I hate to admit it, but I really only keep track of them when they're doing good. So I guess I'm not a real Broncos fan.
That would explain why he doesn't follow the Colorado Buffalo football team. But, you know, I guess the Broncos have been in the news. Some quarterback's been helping out here lately.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Old Tebow's been making headlines.
Cody, obviously coming to Kearney, part of the reason is Justin McBride's helped put this event on. And obviously, you younger guys, I don't know if you say, oh, Justin, but he brings the names in, and then you're one of the names that come. But talk about the competition at this Saturday night in Kearney.
Well, on Saturday night in Kearney, it's a challenger event, so it's not one of the televised ones. But fortunately for this event, it's kind of during our off time, so it draws a lot of big names anyways, and the fans will be able to see a lot of household names that they've recognized and that they've watched for a long time. And the bulls are always good, and the fans are always great, and that always makes it a lot of fun for us when the fans get into it. You know, it's a excitement, I guess, in the air that makes everyone do that much better.
It's the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge going on at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds this Saturday night at 7:30. We're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets here in just a little bit. Cody Lostro is joining us here. Cody, who's hot on the circuit? Last year, JB won here. We know that he's been very hot. Who's got it turned the right direction this last year besides the world champ?
Well, you know, all the Brazilians were really tough this past year, and I think you can expect that again this year just for the fact that, you know, they ride really good and they're hungry. But there's a lot of other guys that are really coming on strong. You know, Shane Proctor, he's not going to be able to ride at Kearney, but he just won the world title in the PRCA. LJ Jenkins won the finals in the PRCA. So there's a lot of guys really had it coming on strong right now. And I would like to think I'm one of them. I've been feeling really good, really strong, and ready to get a good year under my belt.
Cody, is there one city or one place, obviously on the Built Ford Tough Series, that you really enjoy going or had a lot of success at?
You know, it's hard to put my finger on a question like that just because we go so many places that they kind of all start to run. They start to run together, really. We see a different arena, but it's the same buck and shoots. And Vegas has been kind of my nemesis, I guess. I either do really good there or I don't do very good at all. And so that's kind of one of my favorite spots because it is so challenging there. You know, there's a lot of opportunity to show what you got, and there's a lot of opportunity to fall flat on your face. So I kind of like that atmosphere, I guess.
Cody Lostro with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Well, Daddy, we have something in common with Cody. Vegas is our nemesis, too.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. the Iceman, do you like that nickname?
Yeah, it's a lot better than some others I've had, I'll tell you that.
Where did the Iceman come from?
Well, the year I won the world, I guess I had a really good mental game going on then, and I didn't let anything affect me, and it was just like I was kind of like I was in a whole other world, to be honest with you, and they started calling me Iceman because it didn't look like I was even affected by outside circumstances, and that's awesome. That's what I strive for, is to not let that stuff affect me, and I ride a lot better that way.
Cody, we appreciate you getting back in touch with us and having you on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Thanks so much. Enjoy Kearney, and put on a great show for the fans.
Okay, thanks a bunch. I sure appreciate you guys having me on.
You bet, Cody. Take care. We'll see you Saturday. And Saturday night is when it's going on. It was a great time last year. They took a year or two off from the event and changed it up. And, of course, when the fairgrounds wasn't there, they had to take a year or two off. But always a good time, and tickets still available at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds.
Folks, this is a great show for you. You know what? Your kids, get them out. These guys come out and sign autographs. You'll be as close as you want to get.
It's nothing but bulls. And I think 40, is that right?
I believe 40 is 40, the correct
number.
40,
and then the top 10 go to a second bull.
And Doug, we had an awesome time there a year ago, and it's just a great event that comes back to Kearney, and Midway puts it on, and they do a great job of sponsoring this event. And there's a lot of other great sponsors, don't get me wrong, but Midway's kind of the headline sponsor. And, you know, just to be involved with it, and I've been 4 or 5 years now, it's a lot of fun. These guys have a great time. Like I said, bring the kids. These are the guys you watch on TV. There's kids trying, or there's, I say kids because a lot of young 18, 19-year-old kids trying to get on bulls to get on the Built Ford Tough Series at the same time, but the pros are still there too.
What would happen if Big John got on a bull?
Well, same thing. I would probably, when I get on a bull, it'd snap its back probably.
Do your boots still fit?
No, I have no boots. No.
Hey, as we go to break here, let's give away our final set of tickets to Saturday night's PBR event. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you have not won anything from us this week, then you're eligible. We try to give everybody a chance. The National Finals Rodeo just concluded this past weekend in Las Vegas. The National Finals Rodeo. Who was your all-around champion? Who was this year's all-around champion in professional rodeo? Not just bull riding, but all around. Who is your all-around champion? 888-455-3776. When we come back, Big John McCarthy, cage fighting, after this.
With the holiday clock ticking down, it helps to know about the wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards only at the Home Depot. It's better to give than to guess. And the right gift card can help you make sure the home improvers on your list get exactly what they want, even during the final days of holiday shopping. Give the perfect gift with a wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store or homedepot.com for details.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. This holiday season, don't drag yourself all over town from store to store. Do what I do. Head to StubHub and pick up gift certificates for all the fans in your life. Not only can you bang out your holiday shopping in a few clicks, but you're giving them something they're sure to love. Everybody's a fan of something. So this year, forget the holiday socks, pass on the chocolates. Do everybody a favor. Don't drag yourself all over town from store to store. Pick up a StubHub gift certificate. Trust me, they'll thank you for it.
StubHub!
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mainly sunny skies throughout the day today as temperatures reach the mid to upper 30s with winds out of the northwest 5 to 15. Tonight, skies become partly cloudy. We'll see southeast winds 5 to 10 with a low cooling to 16.
Right now, it's 32.
See me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Something amazing every day, isn't it?
Yes, not every day. What happens right now is going on right now, but yes, I'm fired up for it.
I know Sunday you're going to need to sit back, relax, because after you go out and get in the cage fighting, and then after you go out and get on the bull, and you've got some refereeing to do. You're just swamped. I can't even believe you had time last night to do anything. You're so busy, but you're going to want to relax. And Bruce Furniture can help you do that. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Check them out at brucefurniture.com. Friend them on Facebook. Get the very latest deals, whether you need a Serta mattress, whether you need a Lazy Boy or Lane recliner. Maybe you need a whole new living room set. Maybe you need something for the kitchen. They can help you out at Bruce Furniture on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and in Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Stop by, see the gang. The best part is, if it's in the store today, it can be in your home or office by the end of the day as well at Bruce Furniture. Very rarely does someone come into our studio that is larger than you.
Well, body fat to muscle ratio, just different in this case. I'm still bigger. I still hold the edge. But yes, the muscle to body fat ratio, much different on our next guest.
We'd like to welcome in Grandpa, Big John McCarthy.
That is me, Grandpa. Now you know how old I am.
Well, I can't believe that. And you've been bragging all week, Daddy. You were watching TV, and you got to see Big John, and now here he is.
Well, it's kind of weird. I'm just reading about John the Bones Jones, and it says you're referee, and you were in the ring last Saturday night in Toronto. 18,000 fans on their feet, capacity crowd. Was just another event. When you're involved in the sport, it's just another great event the UFC puts on.
Yeah, you know, the UFC puts on a phenomenal show every time. And you know, the first time that they were in Toronto was 55,700 whatever, and it was nuts. And this was at least a more normal, as far as, you know, it was, you know, it filled the Air Canada Center and stuff. But John Jones is a special, special dude. I mean, as far as his abilities and what he's doing right now, the guy is an absolute monster in that weight class.
The best ever?
And, you know, at that weight class, I'm going to tell you right now, yes. You know, even though he's so young, he is so unusual in so many different ranges and stuff. He's so long. I mean, he's so hard to touch as far as because he's got an 84-inch reach, and he's fast, and he's good when he gets inside. His wrestling is really good. He's very slick. If you understand wrestling, you understand what he's doing. He's just got it all. I always look at, you know, fighters go, and I put it almost like in a computer stage. And, you know, the Hoist Gracie was the 1.0s, and then you had, like, the Randy Couture's and Chuck Liddell's. That's the 2.0s, and the George St. Pierre's is the 3.0. Well, John Jones is now the new version. He's the 4.0, and he's something.
And the standing guillotine, would you – can you do that move on our own, Doug Duda?
I don't think Doug wants me to, but if he wants me to, no problem. I will show him what it's like.
Maybe after the fights when I'm ready to go to sleep tomorrow night.
You know, and, you know, all different submissions are done differently and stuff, but the submission that – normally, I'll tell you, I would never put a guillotine on Doug in the way that we would normally do it because we call it, you know, it's a wind choke where you're actually crushing the larynx back and you can actually crack the cartilage that's makes
that
up.
I got a big apple.
But, you know, what John did is, you know, he's taking that and he's reaching it over so it becomes a really good blood choke the way he did it. Doesn't hurt as bad, but definitely puts you to sleep.
You ever inadvertently been smacked in one of these events?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
ever bad?
Oh, yeah. The ones that'll make you go, damn, that hurt.
How did you get involved with this sport? You've been involved with it for a long, long time, almost from its infancy.
No, it was from its infancy. I'm that old. You know, I started out because I was a student of Horry and Gracie's. I was working on the police department. They, in fact, you kind of said it before, the Rodney King thing happened, and there were some things that we were trying to do to get it to where, you know, things didn't look so bad. You didn't have a police officer using a steel pipe against somebody. And I was part of a review committee to bring on different martial artists and do different things. And I had done martial arts, and so that's why they put me there. And I ended up doing, there was a instructor there that went and had this, what we call an uki, one of his students, and he's throwing him around. And I was, you know, sitting there watching, but, I mean, the kid was letting this guy throw him around. And I said, you know, that's very nice. It looks good. I said, but he's not trying to do anything against you. And the guy says, well, you want to try? And I said, well, if I try, I said, I'm not going to just stand there and let you do it. And I ended up taking him down, and I was on top of him because I wrestled. And Horian Gracie liked it. And he was one of the guys there. And he says, man, why don't you come to my school? And I started going to a school, and then they came up with this thing called the Ultimate Fight. Well, at the time, it was called War of the Worlds. When they first tried it, and it was changed by the secondary group that was going to put it on TV, Semaphore Entertainment Group, to the Ultimate Fighting Championship, and I was with it from the very beginning.
Okay, the head of UFC is who?
Now?
Right.
Now the person that owns it is Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta. Dana White is the president.
Okay, Dana White's the president.
Yes.
Dana White kind of the one that moved it to a new level? You wouldn't say that.
No. Dana absolutely had a huge part in moving it to the new level. Dana was someone that has done, you know, an incredible job as far as everything, but the fact that he had Lorenzo and Frank were billionaires. It's nice to have billionaires that are behind you, that are giving you money and letting you sometimes, you know, make mistakes, because we're all going to make mistakes. That's just part of it. They gave Dana the room to grow that company and to do things the right way, and they're very good businessmen, and all of them coming together was what really ended up being what made the sport explode.
Outstanding. Big John McCarthy is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. He is the number one referee for all Ultimate Fighting. He is going to be at the event center tomorrow night for the main events. Now, obviously, these aren't going to be top of the line like you had last week, but you're going to see guys that are either trying to get to the next level or get back to the level they've been at. I think the fans are still trying to get their hands around what they're going to go see tomorrow night.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, and this is the God-honest truth. I don't lie about anything except money to my wife. But what, you know, I will tell you that I have seen some of the best fights I've ever seen have been in fights that are in shows that are not in the UFC. I've seen great fights in the UFC, but, I mean, I can point out fights that were unbelievable fights that have been in shows that are of a smaller scale than the UFC. And that's really what you have a chance to come out and see here in Kearney tomorrow night. You do have guys that have fought in the UFC. You have Jens Pulver is the main event guy. that was the very first lightweight champion of the Ultimate Fighting Championship. When Dana White and Lorenzo and Frank first got involved with sport, their first championship bout was between Jens Pulver and a guy from Japan named Cal Uno. And Jens won that fight, and he's going to be fighting here tomorrow night. He is still phenomenal. He has actually gotten himself back. He was fighting at 155 back then, and he was always a very small, what we called lightweight at the time. He is now fighting at what is really his true weight that he should be competing at, and that's bantamweight at 135. That's what he'll be competing at tomorrow night. And you've got Gilbert Ivel, who fought in Pride, who has fought in the UFC. He's a phenomenal kickboxer from Holland. He's fighting. You got Justin McCulley, who's a jiu-jitsu black belt, who's been the trainer for guys, that, you know, for years, you know, Tito Ortiz and guys like that. Justin has been a fighter and a trainer. You have some unbelievable talent that's here on this card. And the best thing about MMA is, you know, you can watch it on TV, and if you fall in love with it on TV, you are absolutely going to just go nuts for it live. Live is, it's so electric. It's so exciting. There's so many things that are happening that you just get that. It's kind of like watching hockey. Hockey on TV is great. Go to a hockey game live. Man, hockey live is so much better than what you see on TV.
John, for a $25 ticket, I think that's what they start at the event center tomorrow.
Nothing.
I was just going to say, this card if it's in Anaheim, or this card if it's in Portland, or pick somewhere else. I mean, pick somewhere else that's not a town of 30,000 people. What would you pay for a ticket to go to this event?
Honest to God, where I live in California, and if it was in Anaheim or Los Angeles or something like that, this card, you know, for a ringside seat would be at least $450 to $500, and for the average up in the nosebleed seat, it would be at least a $50 ticket for a nosebleed, at least. So
well, it's a great.
I didn't even know it was $25. If it's $25 for a ticket, man, I'm telling you, you got to come out and see the show, because live MMA, there's nothing better.
Okay, you were ringside last week. People have heard Frank Mir breaks. What's the guy's name?
He broke Minotauro Antonio Nogueira.
Nogueira's arm.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things that happens in.
It's a possibility in our sport, yeah.
But what do you tell the guys?
Well, in the back, the referees are, you know, going over the rules with the fighters. You're going over what we call bout conduct, what we're going to do, what we're going to say to them, and what we expect to see from them. And when it comes to submissions, we'll tell them that, you know what, hey, if you get caught in a submission, even if we look at it and we say, hey, that's on good, you're in trouble, we'll let you try to work your way out of it. But you know, just like, you know, I do, that I know when I'm caught. I know when you have me. And don't let it get to the point where we see damage, we see any kind of break, dislocation, anything like that. If we see that occur, we're telling you right now, the fight is over. We're stopping the fight. You have lost. And you're going to get a long medical suspension based upon, you know, what has just happened. So don't let it get to that. And, you know, Nogueira decided to let it get to that point. And Frank is a guy who's big and strong and could get it to the point where that Kimura ended up breaking his humerus straight across. It was a clean break. And it's too bad that it happens that way. It's, you know, you look at it, and what's funny is people will look at, you know, that kind of thing, and they go, oh my God, that's horrible. When really, I mean, as a level, breaking of an arm, it's not that bad. You know, it's really not. There's a lot worse things that could happen to you, but you shouldn't let it get to the point where
he should have tapped out 20 seconds before.
Well, he tapped out. As soon as it broke, he tapped. Well, you know what? You did that too late. You should have tapped out, because it was going to be the same thing. You know, you're going to lose, man. He had you. And, no matter what, Nogueira knew. He knew. He knew he was done. He knew he had him, and there was no way he was going to get out of it. So it's too bad.
What's the next big thing? When's the next big fight? Where are you headed next?
Oh, my God.
That might be three different questions.
It was, dude. You know what? There's so many big fights going on now. I guess the big fight for the UFC coming up is going to be the two monsters when you got Brock Lesnar and Alistair Overeem fighting right about close to the new end of the year here in Vegas. And that, I mean, those are two monsters. Both guys, you know, I've been around them both. Brock is a big, strong wrestler and a good guy, really good guy. And Alistair is probably the hardest hitter I've ever seen, you know, I've ever been in the ring with and seen the reaction when he hits someone to the body or hits someone. And you can see a grown man that's used to being hit, you know, doing things, saying, oh my God, I can't let that happen to me again. And they're backing off and stuff. And so it's going to be it's a definite style matchup, so that's going to be an interesting fight.
Is Big John McCarthy Mills Lane is a name that people became synonymous. He was the one with all the big fights in the ring. Is that you for UFC?
Oh, you know, I don't know about that. I'm the old guy that everyone recognizes. I got an ugly face, is the way I look at it. But you know, I'm lucky. I've been blessed that I've been able to take part in a sport that I believed in, I've loved from the beginning, and that I honestly believe is the greatest spectator sport there is.
Did you ever want to compete?
Oh, yeah.
Did you try to compete?
I was stupid
and it didn't
enough.
Work? How'd it work
you
out?
You know, I've competed my whole life, but when it came to the UFC, at one point, yes, I put in. I wanted to be part of it. Then they asked me to be the referee, and I was like, yeah, I don't know how to referee. And then I kind of learned how to do it after a while. And,
wait a minute. So I can get paid. I can be in the sink, and I don't have to get my ass kicked. This will be great.
I tell people all the time, look, if I had fought, I'd have done okay for a short time, you know, back then, but I would have been long forgotten. I would have been out of fighting, and the position I've been in has given me the opportunity to stay for 18 years and to be part of the sport and to take and do things within the sport that I never would have been able to do if I had fought. So I've been very lucky.
The book is out. You have a book.
I do have a book. It's about a dummy. It's about me. You know, it goes over, you know, the way I was raised to a point and why I kind of, you know, gravitated towards contact sports, and talks about the LAPD, but it talks about the beginning of MMA. It talks about how things really happened, who really did what things. It's there to try to give credit to certain people. You know, like Jeff Blatnick is a person that really has been forgotten in this sport, but he did a ton for MMA. At a time when, you know, MMA was really being attacked, Jeff Blatnick was the person that had credibility. He had won a gold medal in Greco-Roman wrestling in Los Angeles. He had, you know, overcome cancer. He had credibility, and the sport of MMA borrowed Jeff's credibility because he believed in it so much and he stood behind it. And so he's kind of been forgotten. They kind of, you know, brush him to the side. And the book is about telling people the true facts of what happened and who was really responsible for things and who deserves credit.
Doug, I think it's an interesting sport because I think there's people out there still that go, I'm not into that because it's too gruesome and it's too violent and it's just a bunch of guys. Actually, it's several disciplines combined which allow talented people to show those disciplines
Absolutely.
Off. And I think people, if they understood that, would appreciate it. It's not all me coming up and it's not Yancey Gates hitting the guy from Xavier and splitting his head open and the referee jump. I mean, sometimes a guy gets a leg hold and the guy just, boom, it's over in 20 seconds. And it was like, that was a really impressive move that very few people can pull off.
Absolutely. You know, there's perceptions about everything. And the perception on MMA, oh, it's a bunch of thugs and you know, guys are just like beating up on people. We have some of the most educated people there are in our sport. And a lot of that comes because of wrestling has really had the ability for guys that have wrestled in college to now take it to another professional realm where they had nothing before. But if you take a look at some of, you know, the top athletes in our sport, they're all college educated. A lot of them have, you know, we have guys that are doctors. We have people that are CPA, you know, Chuck Liddell, he's a CPA, certified public accountant. You know, this is a guy that went to Cal Poly. We have very intelligent people. The sport is nothing but competition. It's not about beating somebody up. Guys don't like, you know, Frank Mir breaking Antonio Nogueira's arm. Trust me, he doesn't feel good about that. He's like sick about it. And he's like, and why, you know, why didn't he tap? You know, because we know when we're caught, and these guys are not about hurting each other. It's about competition. It's about proving that, you know what, this is what I do. I learn how to fight. I learn how to, you know, do certain things. And I want to see how my skill level is against another man, you know, and see if your skill levels are actually better than mine. It's nothing but that.
One more question, then we'll let you get out of here. In the Midwest, we can perceive what it's like to be a cop or on the other side of that in L.A. or New York. Was it as bad as it's perceived? I mean, I'm sure there was some hairy nights out there, but if you did your job, I mean, were there some nights that you wondered, am I going to get home tonight?
You know what? There's things that can happen, and they happen fast. And, you know, sometimes there's people that try to hurt you, and so you've got a choice. It's either let them do that or hurt them back before they hurt you. And, you know what, that's very rare that happens, even if you're in New York or in L.A. It's something that can occur. But, you know, my whole thing with being a police officer is I always wanted to be fair to people. I wanted to put the bad person that caused other people problems, put them away. You know, I was not big into ticket writing. I think I wrote about 5 tickets in my entire career. So you had to be a complete jerk to get a ticket for me. If you were going 100 miles an hour, I'd say, well, to be fair, slow down. You know, but I like putting bad people away. I like putting gang members away because gang members want to put fear in people, and I like putting fear in them.
You know what? I've liked that police department. I said Rosewood and Taggart ever since Eddie Murphy came out of that movie. Billy showed the guns on his back wall with his aquarium. I thought that was excellent.
And the interview comes crashing down. We could quiz and talk forever, but John will let you get out of here tomorrow night.
All I know, one thing, if you're going to ride a bull, I'm just telling you, I've done it, don't do it.
Really? Oh, you've done that?
Oh, yeah. Don't do it. Bulls are big, and you cannot hurt them. Just trust me.
Where were you at when you rode your bull?
In California. I had a couple of friends who were bull riders, and they said, oh, come on. Oh, what's wrong? They started calling me bad names and things like that. I said, all right, no problem. I'll do it. Big mistake.
Big mistake. Big John McCarthy. He's number one when it comes to taking care of everybody in UFC and Ultimate Fighting. And, folks, you get a chance not only to see Big John, but also all the fights tomorrow night. And John's going to be up at the mall. Did I hear that right later on today? Is that still the case? So is that 5 o'clock for the fans that want to go?
Come on out to the show. You'll love it.
Folks, we'll take a break. We're back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Man, has this year flown by, but a lot's happened. Think about all the files you've added to your computer. Maybe new songs, taxes, birthdays, vacations. You want to lose those? Of course you don't. That's why you back them all up with Carbonite Online Backup, and do it today. It backs up your computer files automatically and continually. So no matter what happens to your computer, you can easily recover your backed up files. I've got tax information. I've got vacation information. I've got financial documents on mine. Plus, Carbonite offers unlimited backup for just $59 for the entire year. And now Carbonite has even more to offer with new plans that include new features like external hard drive backup. I can't imagine living and having my computer without Carbonite. Go to Carbonite.com today. Type in my offer code Colin for a free trial plus 2 months free with your subscription. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Colin. You don't want to risk it.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Thursday night, Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons host the Jacksonville Jaguars. Hi, this is Ian Eagle. Join Trent Green and me live from the Subway broadcast booth at the Georgia Dome. Can the Falcons make a playoff push? Will Jacksonville finish strong under new coach Mel Tucker? Tune in to find out. Jaguars Falcons. If it's Thursday night football, it's right here.
Catch all the action on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mainly sunny skies throughout the day today as temperatures reach the mid to upper 30s with winds out of the northwest 5 to 15. Tonight, skies become partly cloudy. We'll see southeast winds 5 to 10 with a low cooling to 16.
Right now, it's 32. And I'm steady, but I'm starting to shake.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. That was cool. That was cool. Big John McCarthy joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show in just a second. Jeff Erickson's going to join us. We did give away, we didn't mention it coming out of the last break, our final set of PBR tickets. Jared and Ansley knew that Trevor Brazil was the all-around champion this year in the PRCA. We still have some cage fighting tickets that we're going to give away today and tomorrow. You know, Merritt, we're pretty good people, right? We're pretty good.
Normally, yes.
Should we just give them away?
Yeah.
Let's just give them away. You just, you know what? If they're nice to you on the phone, you just give away the last couple sets.
Okay.
All right?
Can do.
All right. 888-455-ESPN. We want you to get out there to the Vero Event Center. 888-455-3776. And before, after, enjoy a little snack. Enjoy a fine beverage. It's the coldest beer in town at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. Sports fans, you can come in and watch their favorite sports programs. College bowl season begins, the NFL. They've got pizza, burgers, brisket sandwiches, prime rib, maybe some Munchables. Huh. How about the Journal Bites? And don't forget, the Huskers, when they take on South Carolina, they're there for you January 2nd. Action going on at 12 noon. Get there early for Coors Light, Red Beers, Nebraska Pint Specials. Cunningham's Journal, the place for sports, live entertainment, and lunch, located on 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. Let's go to Jeff Erickson. Are we ready for Jeffrey from RotoWire? Glad to have him back on to answer your fantasy football questions. Jeff, it's been a psychotic day here. We're glad to catch up with you.
Hey, glad to talk to you. What's going on?
We just had big, I don't know, are you into MMA at all?
I'm not. I appreciate it. I have so much bandwidth, and that just doesn't make it for me.
Big John McCarthy, just had him the number one referee. We had a fighter on yesterday that's in our main event. Have it going on here in Kearney tomorrow night. It's fun time, and we have professional bull riding going on Saturday. Have you ever ridden a bull?
I have not. I went to high school in Wichita, Kansas, but I only was there for a couple of years, so I never got a chance to have that experience.
Well, I'm just saying, bucket list, there's a couple of things there for you to do.
There you go.
You want to do those in the off season. Let's get right after it. Oh, Eric says, I need to start two of these. Darren Sproles, Roy Helu, and I just picked up Marshawn Lynch. How the hell was he still available?
Exactly. He scored in 9 consecutive games. So that's crazy talk.
Took a while for us to come around, but he needs two of those. Sproles, Helu, Lynch.
I go Lynch and Helu. I mean, I like Sproles, too, this week, but, I mean, I don't see how you can bench Helu or Sproles. I mean, Helu is just, he's getting it done. He's part of the passing game. You know there's going to be tons of passing in this game, too. He's going to get his targets coming out of the backfield. I think you got to go Helu and Lynch on this one.
Also, one wide receiver, Devin Hester, Nate Washington, Dez Bryant.
It's Dez Bryant versus Washington, to me. You know, the thing is, I watch the quarterback situation in Tennessee. If Jake Locker is throwing the ball, I go ahead and start Washington. If it's back to Hasselbeck, then I go Dez Bryant.
Tom says need two. Helu, Sean Green, Matthews, or Tolbert?
Good grief. That's pretty tough. I'm going to go Matthews and then Helu by a smidge over Sean Green.
Let's go to, how about this, Husker Dave, who listens to the program in Florida. Need to start three of these five. Dez Bryant, A.J. Green, Manningham, Plaxico, and Robinson of the Cowboys.
A.J. Green for sure. I'd probably go Robinson. He's a little banged up, but I think he's going to be a go again. Then it's really close there at the end. It was Plaxico and give me the other guy again.
Plaxico, Manningham, and Dez.
I go Dez Bryant for the third.
Chad in GI wants to know Matt Ryan or Tom Brady.
I'd go Tom Brady. What am I talking about? Sorry, I thought you said for a second. I was looking at Tebow and I was thinking of that matchup, but it's definitely you, Brady. You don't mess around.
What is Tebow's fantasy value right now?
It's pretty solid, actually. I mean, the fact is he's been a producer one way or another. He gets you about 50 rushing yards a week, and that's a nice 5 points right there. If he gets you a rushing touchdown, he's got that extra bonus. I love the matchup against New England. New England's given up tons of passing yards. You know that it's going to be that New England's going to get their points, so you know that Denver's going to have to throw the ball a little bit more than they usually do. They're not going to be able to wait till the fourth quarter for their Tebow magic to kick in. I think he'll have a good game. I just think you don't mess around with Tom Brady.
Need two of these, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, or Miles Austin?
I go Miles Austin, and I you got to wait to see if Big Ben's going to play this week, if you get any idea. The problem is this is a Monday night game. Brown's value wholly is dependent on whether Roethlisberger plays or not. If he does play, then I start him.
Terrence is one of our frequent emailers. He goes, any thoughts about Julio Jones and his multiple injuries tonight? I'm a little reluctant to play him, but my only other viable options are Jonathan Stewart or Ben Tate. Should I stick with Jones and roll the dice or try one of the other two?
I think so. Jacksonville's got an injury-depleted secondary. Jones really kind of burst out last week. Now, I know he's got now a back to go along with the hamstring is what they're saying, but he is probable. And, you know, Tate is close on this one just because I think – Houston's just going to run, and run some more against Carolina, but I'd still go Jones, especially if it's a PPR league.
I want to know from personally, DeSean Jackson. He shows up last week.
Scored last week.
What do you do with him?
If you're the Eagles, you don't re-sign him in the offseason. you know what? This week against the Jets, if Macklin can't go, he's going to get a lot of Revis Island time. So you probably don't start him. If Macklin plays, then he might get a lot of the other corners. No Jim Leonard now for the Jets, so it might be a little bit easier. We'll see what happens. I've got him at 33 among my wide receivers this week. It's a very tepid endorsement.
Jeff in Hastings has one for Jeff Erickson, senior editor of RotoWire, every Thursday when there's not a storm or a holiday. We have him here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Jeff in Hastings says, thanks for the help. I need to play two of the following four wide receivers, Vincent Jackson, Fitzgerald, Cruz, Julio Jones.
Good grief. He needs to get in a bigger league than the 8-team league that he's in there. Victor Cruz for sure. Then Fitzgerald versus Jackson is close. Probably Fitz. It's tough to sit Fitz, but I think you can make a good case for both. I think that San Diego's going to have to try to throw the ball against Baltimore. Typically, Baltimore can be beat when they're on the road, so, and it's a primetime game Sunday night. I can see this is be one of the games that Jackson does show up at. So it's very close. They're both really solid options.
Touchdown-only league, Frank Gore, DeMarco Murray, Matthews, or Tolbert?
Murray's done for the season, so there's that.
Did Matthews, my Cowboys fan just say that? Not you, Jeff. Daddy, really? Yeah.
Sorry. Gore, Matthews, or Tolbert?
You're on a program.
Well, because it's touchdown only, and, you know, Ryan Matthews has 3 carries inside the 5 all season long, I think you're the one league where Tolbert might, it makes a little bit more sense. I go Tolbert and Gore, I guess, but ugh. Don't really love Gore against the Steelers either, though, so no. It's close. I mean, if you got any credit for the yards, it'd be a no-brainer to start Matthews this week. But the fact is, you've got that constraint. I think you go Tolbert.
Let's go to the Riz. He needs two of these. Laurent Robinson, Steven Jackson, C.J. Spiller.
I go Jackson and – is it PPR in this one? Did he say?
No,
I don't. Well, I know he's in one that is and one that isn't. I think this, no, because he's knocked out of the PPR. So, yeah, this is a non-PPR.
Non-PPR. I'm going to go Jackson, and I'm going to go Robinson in this one. Spiller, I don't like the matchup against Miami.
Percy Harvin, Antonio Brown, or Miles Austin? Need one.
Harvin, but watch his injury status during the week. Make sure he practices fully. I know it's always a situation with him. You got to watch closely, but I just like what he's doing right now.
I believe Andy here in Kearney has totally turned over his entire fantasy football team to you, Jeff, so let's go for it. Here we go. 2 of 3, Marion Barber, C.J. Spiller, Ahmad Bradshaw.
I go Barber and Spiller.
Tony Gonzalez, Aaron Hernandez.
Tony Gonzalez.
And he needs two receivers, Santana Moss, Laurent Robinson, Antonio Brown, Dwayne Bowe.
Moss and Antonio Brown, assuming Big Ben plays. If Ben doesn't play, then go with Bowe. But I think Kyle Orton makes him a little bit more viable again.
Do you play MJD tonight?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, I don't love it. Atlanta's a good rush defense, but I don't see how you don't use MJD. I think he's one of those backs that you just have to use every single week. If you're not, maybe not in a salary cap league where you get to choose the whole universe of players, but he's getting as many carries as anybody else in the game. He leads the NFL in rushing yards. I think you got to use him.
Daddy, I love some of our listeners because you know they're drinking during the show, but I'm going to pass this email along because that's what we do. Jim wants to know, Tony Romo or Aaron Rodgers?
Rodgers every week, but yeah, I mean, hey, Romo's pretty darn good. Why hasn't he made a trade at this point? That's what I want to know. How do you end up with both of those guys on your team?
Is it a keeper league?
It's got to be a keeper league, right?
Well, you would assume.
Good Lord.
I mean, otherwise, it's a classic misuse of resources at the draft, but hey, or he's in a 4-team league. You know, one of those two.
Okay, Jeff, I want to know. I got to catch up. You can pick whoever you want. It's a no draft fantasy.
Touchdown only.
Touchdown only, so you got to score. I want to know a return man, somebody that can score on a big play.
Dez. I mean, isn't Dez
return?
The guy you play? You got Dez, you got Cribs. Who else is out there?
Hester.
Somebody that kind of plays some receiver but can pop one for you.
I'd say Hester or Cribbs, although Cribbs is a little banged up. So go Hester, or if you want to go a little crazy, go Peterson and go out to Arizona and go ahead and get Peterson out there. I think that might be a viable option, Patrick Peterson, because of the punt returns. I think he's as good as anybody on the return game.
Let me ask you this, and then we'll let you get out of here, Jeff. Jeff Erickson of RotoWire. Because it is crunch time. Is there somebody that could possibly be out there on a waiver wire? We've got a buddy that dropped two and picked up two just this morning. Is there somebody that you could actually start this week if you're in the semifinals of your playoffs?
James Jones, Green Bay. With Greg Jennings out, someone's got to step up, get a few more targets. I know that Driver will probably get a few extra targets, and he's been viable the last couple weeks. Jones has got this big playability. And now he's the third guy, not the fourth guy. Even Randall Cobb might even be usable. You know, with Green Bay, they use everybody on their roster. So you never know who. It's like them and the Saints both. You never know whose turn it is to stop on the wheel in a given week. But I think that Jones could be one of those guys that just goes crazy, especially because the Chiefs, they're going to try to lock down on Jordy Nelson. You know that they've got, in Flowers, they've got one good cover corner. Can they handle the depth of Green Bay is what I want to know. And Jones might be the guy that benefits from that.
And last question, because we just don't have enough of it, we've kicked around this idea of having a fantasy football draft the week after the Super Bowl. Would you recommend that? Do you think that would add some excitement? What do you think?
I think you should wait till the week after the NFL draft. You bring in all the rookies into play. Make it a key. And, you know, you could even have a keeper league. What you also need to make sure you do is have a playoff pool. You get together like five or six people. Get like six is like the ideal number. And that way you get two quarterbacks, you know, there's two quarterbacks per team that way. Get a playoff draft going. Those are a blast.
God, another way for me to lose some Christmas money. Jeff, great stuff today, and we thank all the folks that always send us their emails, and we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Thursday as we head home for Christmas.
All right, fellas, have fun this weekend.
Thank you. What a show.
What a show is right. We got to get out of here.
Who won some tickets, Merritt, Jeff? We got some winners?
We got Joe, Matt, and Cody that are all going.
Cool. You ready to get out of here, Jeffrey? Let's do it. It's a Doug and Daddy show marathon today. I didn't even have time to get to this today because we were jam-packed, but we will do it tomorrow. The districts are out for high school football, which kind of flew under the radar, but they were released yesterday. We've got them for you. Kearney and Grand Island, they will play each other no matter what, but now they're in the same district. Kearney Catholics moved up to C1. They're in with Minden, and they go a little bit west. There's some crazy stuff in there, like you always do have, and I think Stoop Hospital will come on tomorrow and join us about and talk about that. And now this is when the schools submit who they want to play in their non-district games, and then the NSAA hoses you. We'll talk about that on the show tomorrow. We get ready for cage fighting and PBR. Big John McCarthy, thank you so much to him and all the folks that came in today. Also, Cody Lostro coming in for the PBR out of Colorado, 2009 world champ, for joining us on the show today, and Jeff Erickson. Tomorrow...
Yeah, J.W. Hart set to join us, so we're looking forward to that, among other guests. Folks, we're really looking forward to having you back on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow. ESPN 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.